Brother, though I be youngest, give me leave.
No, I can better play the orator.
But I have reason strong and forcible.
Why, how now? Sons and cousin, at a strife. What is your quarrel? How began it first?
No quarrel, but a slight contention.
About what?
About that which concerns your grace and us. The crown of England, father, which is yours.
Mine, boy. Not till King Henry be dead.
Your right depends not on his life or death.
Now you are heir, therefore enjoy it now. By giving the House of Lancaster leave to breathe, it will outrun you, father, in the end.
I took an oath that he should quietly reign.
But for a kingdom, any oath may be broken. I would break 1,000 oaths to reign 1 year.
No. God forbid your grace should be forsworn.
I shall be, if I claim by open war.
I'll prove the contrary, if you'll hear me speak.
Thou canst not, son. It is impossible.
An oath is of no moment being not took before a true and lawful magistrate that hath authority over him that swears. Henry had none, but did usurp the place. Then seeing 'twas he that made you to depose, your oath, my lord, is vain and frivolous. Therefore, to arms. And, father, do but think how sweet a thing it is to wear a crown, within whose circuit is Elysium and all that poets feign of bliss and joy. Why do we linger thus? I cannot rest until the white rose that I wear be dyed even in the lukewarm blood of Henry's heart.
Richard, enough. I will be king or die. Now, cousin, thou shalt to London presently and wet on Warwick to this enterprise. Thou, Richard, shalt to the Duke of Norfolk and tell him privily of our intent. You, Edward, shall unto my Lord Cobham, with whom the Kentish men will willingly rise. In them I trust, for they are soldiers, witty, courteous, liberal, full of spirit. While you are thus employed, what resteth more but that I seek occasion how to rise, and yet the king not privy to my drift, nor any of the House of Lancaster? Hmm? But say, what news? Why comest thou in such post?
The queen, with all the northern earls and lords, intend here to besiege you in your castle. She is hard by with 20,000 men, and therefore fortify your hold, my lord.
Aye, with my sword. What thinkst thou that we fear them? Edward and Richard, you shall stay with me. My cousin Montague shall post to London. Let noble Warwick, Cobham, and the rest, whom we have left protectors of the king with powerful policy, strengthen themselves and trust not simple Henry nor his oaths.
Cousin, I go. I'll win them, fear it not, and thus most humbly I do take my leave.
Ah, Sir John and Sir Hugh Mortimer, mine uncles, you are come to Sandal in a happy hour. The army of the queen mean to besiege us.
She shall not need. We'll meet her in the field.
What, with 5,000 men?
Aye, with 500, father, for a need. A woman's general. What should we fear?
I hear their drums. Let's set our men in order and issue forth and bid them battle straight.
5 men to 20. Though the odds be great, I doubt not, uncle, of our victory. Many a battle have I won in France, when as the enemy have been 10 to 1. Why should I not now have the like success?